Today is the fifth Sunday of Easter, year B, 28th of April, 2024. The theme that comes through in today's gospel is the theme of real life. What is it that we are searching for? In today's gospel, John 15, 1 through 8, we have a parable that is one of many expressions of the central theme of the Christian life. Jesus says, "As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me." It is our communion with Jesus that gives us life, real life. This is a fundamental truth of our faith. This life is gift. It cannot be merited. The appropriate response is to do all we can to let the gift flood through our beings like sap through the vine. Mostly, this means making room for Jesus to inhabit our bodily presence in the world and live through us. If someone asks, "Who are the Christians in our world?" we can answer, "Those who abide in Jesus, and Jesus abides in them." Nothing could be more simple, really. It will help us to begin to grasp the simplicity and the transforming power of this truth if we recall some other expressions of the same truth in John's Gospel. For example, we have in the prologue of John's Gospel these words: "In the beginning was the Word, and without him not one thing came into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The Word became flesh. He lived among us." The enfleshing of the Word is beautifully presented in the parable of the Good Shepherd. "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Sometimes the imagery used to communicate this truth is confronting, as when Jesus declares, "My flesh is true food and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me and I in them." These words speak of communion, of intimacy, of identification. What a travesty of the Christian life it is when we reduce it to a moral project. Of course, there's a profound moral vision in Jesus' life and teaching. That goes without saying. But it does neither him nor us justice if we present Jesus primarily as a moral teacher and the Christian life as primarily our efforts to behave rightly. When we do this, we shift the focus from Jesus to us. Our lives become more an application of willpower and self-discipline, more akin to stoicism than the gracious and liberating gift of our being through him, with him, and in him. Furthermore, thinking of Jesus as first and foremost the moral teacher inevitably leads to thinking of the Father first and foremost as the judge. This in turn brings reward and punishment to the forefront of our minds, and inevitably much fear. This contradicts the clear intent of Jesus' command, "Abide in me as I abide in you." In order to find the moral vision, the moral life, we must plumb the depths of the images of intimacy, which point to the real life that underpins all life. He is the Word made flesh. He is the Good Shepherd. He is the bread of life, the light of the world. He is the vine, and we are the branches. Our real life is in Him.